I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My thighs still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus. The paper is still the gold. Not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1. And we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Wait. Do I sound crazy right now? Does my mic sound like really distorted? Or I'm sorry that we're doing this live on air, but check 1, 2. What's going on, guys? Welcome to the show, the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. This is the Mia Made It series. This is the 2026 Elimination Chamber episode from Chicago. That is tonight at 6 Eastern, ESPN in the United States, and Netflix internationally. This entire card, this entire PLE is presented by DoorDash, and I am here with Mia Made It. Mia, we're here for another one. What's going on? And say what's up to everybody.
What's up, guys?
All right, guys, it's been a little while since we've been here. What, a month at this point?
Mm-hmm.
Or 3 weeks? Right, since what was the last pay-per-view? The Rumble?
Yes.
And that was in early January 28th, right?
Yes.
So about, yeah, a full month. So here we are. We're going to talk about the Elimination Chamber. Got a couple announcements for you guys. We did our preparation before the show for once. So, you know, we got some notes to talk about before we jump into this. And, yeah, so that's what we're going to do. And you ready for this, Mia?
Yep.
How are you feeling about the Elimination Chamber? How are you feeling about the build-up? How are you feeling going into this Saturday with the PLE coming up here in about 3 hours?
I'm really excited. Elimination Chamber is one of my favorite.
It's my favorite.
PLEs, right? It's PLEs now?
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite PLEs. I look forward to it every year. And with the people that are involved, I feel like it's going to be a really good card.
I think it's a very stacked card talent wise and we have 4 matches.
Yes.
We have two title matches and we have 2 Elimination Chamber matches for the number one contender for each title, of course, as we all know. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what the matches are before we get into anything else?
Okay, so the matches we have, first we have the World Heavyweight title match, CM Punk versus Finn Balor. And then we have a women's intercontinental title match, Becky Lynch defending her title against AJ Lee. Then we have, for the women's elimination chamber, Tiffany Stratton, Rhea Ripley, Alexa Bliss, Raquel Rodriguez, Asuka, and Kiana James. And then finally, for our men's elimination chamber, we have LA Knight, Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton, Trick Williams, Javon Evans, and Logan Paul.
All right, guys, those are the 4 matches that we can expect for tonight. We're going to do a couple things different on this episode. Like I said, we did preparation, and we also are adding a new component to the podcast. What we're going to do is we are, from this episode on, we will be getting on X, and we will be doing the X examination, where we talk about each match, each card. Like for today, for example, we're starting the show off with Becky and with AJ Lee for the Women's Intercontinental Championship. The X examination is basically just going through the comments and getting a pulse of what the IWC is feeling about this match. Not necessarily if they think it's a good match or not, but more so who they think's going to win. So we're going to try to stay away from opinionated comments for the most part, and we're going to kind of just get a pulse, get a vibe of who they think is going to win. And I will tell you, the first X examination I did, trial run on this match, is very one-sided. The people in the comments think it is going one way, but we'll see what everybody else thinks. So, all right, before we actually start the show, one more thing. The 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, the Mia Made It series, will be participating in the podcast-a-thon, or the podcast-thon in 2026, guys. That is a a project by Podcast-On, the first charity event uniting podcasters worldwide. You can, if you do run a podcast, if you know anybody who runs a podcast, you can join us in 2026 as well, at podcaston.org. That is podcaston.org. It is a groundbreaking nonprofit initiative, and it starts March 14th to March 20th. Very simple. You register your podcast. You choose a nonprofit charity you want to feature in a dedicated episode. You record your episode, include a few short mentions of Podcast-On, and you drop it in mid-March, and you share it to your social medias. You tag Podcast-On, and be a part of the world's largest nonprofit movement, which is Podcast-On, where, you know, thousands of podcasts will be supporting charities from March 14th through March 20th, and we will be joining that this year, and we'll be taking part, and you can look forward to getting a couple new episodes, a couple more episodes on top of what we already do monthly, and you will be able to, you know, shout out to Podcast-On, you know, because of them, you guys get two extra episodes, so you're welcome. But all right, that being said, everything out of the way. Oh, and obviously, follow me on Spotify at DIG. New music video dropping tomorrow. Catch me on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted. And yeah, for the song is Pretty AF, produced by Rylo. And that is Follow Me and Made It on Facebook. Follow the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast on Spotify and Facebook as well. And we can officially start the episode now, Mia. I apologize for that. That was 7 minutes of me talking. I am sure you guys want to hear from Mia Made It and not just me. So, first match we're going to talk about. The Women's Intercontinental title match between Becky Lynch and AJ Lee at the Elimination Chamber in Chicago tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, ESPN in the United States, and Netflix internationally, presented by DoorDash. Who do you think's going to win? What do you want to happen? And I imagine, I'll just say it off the rip, I imagine this one's a very tough one to even begin with, because both your people in this match. So, Mia, what do you think? Feel free to pass it to me if you need to.
When it comes to this match, it is really hard. These are both, you know, superstars that I am extremely fond of, especially Becky Lynch, for people who have been listening since the beginning. My favorite wrestler of all time, over all wrestlers. And AJ Lee, someone I've always praised on this podcast. But
yeah, you were anticipating her return for years, probably a year or two before she actually did. So go ahead.
It's hard because I think the only time I voted against Becky on this podcast was when she fought Liv in Saudi. And I'm gonna stay loyal, and I'm gonna say Becky.
You're gonna go with Becky?
I'm gonna stay loyal.
Okay. So obviously a lot of things can happen in this match. This is obviously the buildup has been interesting, to say the least, with Becky's new character that she's currently running with. AJ Lee is obviously trying to figure her footing out back in the WWE, being gone after 10 years. What do you think of AJ Lee's performance thus far, now that she has been back?
So far, I've loved it. I've loved everything that she's been doing, even though recently it's just been, you know, mic work, coming out, like, backstage and all this stuff. Yeah. But she's not failing to please me, especially with her match, her and CM Punk versus Seth and Becky. Probably I watched that match a lot back just because it was really exciting to watch a dream match.
Yeah.
But recently she's been very on the ball about, you know, what she's been doing recently. And I love her so much. And I want her to stay forever, but I know she can't.
So I think my opinion on this match, like, just straight out the gate, is obviously Becky can afford to lose an Intercontinental Championship, right?
Yeah.
AJ signed a contract. How long was it? Do you know?
I wouldn't know.
Would you be able to check, who do you use? ChatGPT?
No, I use Safari.
Go ahead and check that and find find out if you can see what AJ Lee's contract looks like. Assuming that they sign her to a multi-year deal, anything more than three?
Multi-year
full-time. So that being said as well, she's been back, what, less than a year?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, so in my opinion, I mean, I'm not as big a fan of Becky as you are. I love Becky. I think she's, you know, she's arguably, if not the best women's superstar, you know, definitely in that top five category, top three category. And I'm not the only one that says it. You know, Sports Illustrated says it. Bleacher Report says it. X says it. The WWE says it. Becky Lynch says it. And Seth freaking Rollins says it as well. So it's not just me. Mia says it as well.
Exactly.
You know, so I think it's time for Becky to drop the belt. I think it's time for her to do something else. Or, obviously, if she drops this belt, they go into WrestleMania and they have a rematch, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens here? Does Becky drop the belt to AJ Lee? Does AJ Lee become Intercontinental Champion and they rematch at WrestleMania? Or does Becky retain, something happen, and then we go into WrestleMania with another tag team match with Seth and Becky? And or is Seth occupied and... Well, obviously, CM Punk's occupied. He obviously has his title match. So, no. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going with AJ Lee only because I feel like that's where the money is. That's where the money's at. That's obviously, you brought her back for a reason. Somewhere in that contract, they said, hey, we're going to make you a champion. Maybe it might not be the main title, but, you know, an Intercontinental Championship. She's never had it before. She's never held any of the main card women's championships, the Raw or SmackDown, and now the women's championship and the, you know, World Heavyweight Championship. I think they're going to put it on AJ Lee, and that's where I'm going with this one. I've never had a problem going against Becky, as you know, but I do think that AJ Lee, they're going to put the belt on her. That being said, what does that say about CM Punk's chances to retain? But that's neither here nor there. That's later for in the podcast. Is there anything else you want to say about this match before we move on?
Just that I won't be mad if Becky wins, because my opinion is just out of me being very biased towards Becky. But I would really like to see AJ win, just because I've seen her hold the title. Like, when she's having, you know, promos with Becky, or whenever she came back and she was holding the title, she looked really, really good with it. So I hope she wins, but I'm going to stick to my roots and vote for Becky.
I definitely think this is going to be one of those times that they need it for the resume. AJ Lee needs an Intercontinental Championship for her resume. She was one of the, you know, main players when it came to the evolution of the women's division. I think they're going to reward her for that hard work here with a championship victory in Chicago. I think we can expect to see that, and I look forward to it. If that's not the case, I'd be very surprised.
Yeah.
I'd be very surprised. I feel like this is one that I kind of have a pulse of what's going to happen here. Speaking of pulses, our first X-examination. Let's see what people are thinking when it comes to the comments on X. We got Becky retains thanks to a Natalie interference. Can this feud please be over after today? You see, those are the ones that we're gonna avoid right there. Women's Intercontinental. Nope, that doesn't matter. We can talk about that another time. This match is gonna be fire. Becky Lynch versus AJ for the Intercontinental Championship. The man defending. Let's go, Becky. That's Becky. That's AJ. No point in putting the title on AJ Lee, but she is on the chamber poster. I want Becky to retain. Let's go, Becky. AJ shocks the world. Let's go, Becky. AJ, you got this. Let's go, Becky. Becky Lynch. AJ Lee. AJ Lee. It's looking like it's about 50-50, right? Mm-hmm. It's definitely looking like it's about 50-50, so that didn't help at all.
At all.
Thank you guys for that. And for nothing. But, and I mean, well, it comes down to our conversation as well. We're 50-50 too. We're split down the middle. You're Becky, I'm AJ Lee. So I think that says everything about the title feud right there in itself, is when you don't know who's going to win, that makes for a good feud. When you know who's going to win, obviously they didn't do their job right. So next match that we're going to talk about, guys, is the World Heavyweight Championship.
Wait, I'm excited.
The World Heavyweight title match between Chicago's own CM Punk, the best in the world, taking on the Prince, Finn Balor of the Judgment Day, at the Elimination Chamber in Chicago tonight, 7 Eastern, guys, 4 Pacific, ESPN in the United States, and Netflix internationally, presented by DoorDash. We got CM Punk defending his world championship versus the Prince, Finn Balor. Would you like to take this one? Should I start? Where do you want to go with this?
Can we talk about how I embarrassed myself so bad on the last podcast?
Let's talk about it.
I hate Triple H, bro. Now, hate's a strong word, but I was so not confident that he was gonna win the Royal Rumble, but I was, at least he was gonna be in there.
That's
it,
true.
It got to like the last three and he hadn't came out yet.
I forgot about that.
And like, my smile slowly faded as the last three went out. Because why not put him in there? The men's rumble was kind of like, not stupid, but I kind of felt like they wasted a lot of spots with a lot of the people they brought in.
That's good. Tell us a little bit about what you thought about the rumble, because the rumble did get mixed reviews. It had half the people, as usual, half the people who thought it was a good event or an okay event, anything above, and then you had everybody else who thought it was average to below average. What did you think about it? And the two winners, of course. The two winners being
Roman and Liv.
And Liv Morgan. So before we continue into the world championship picture, let's talk about that. What did you think about the winners?
The winners, I wasn't disappointed. Mm-mm. It was very predictable this year, but I was really excited that Liv finally won. Roman, I was really stuck on Finn being in the Rumble that I didn't have time to celebrate for Roman. But I'm really excited. I keep forgetting that he won the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
But the women's was way better than the men's, 100%. But it was just the men's. Like, I've never been one to complain about a PLE, because, you know, I'm one of those, like, as long as we're watching, we're having fun, I'm grateful for it. But this is the only PLE I'll complain about.
I'm sure there's going to be plenty more
in the future. There's so many spots that were wasted in the Royal Rumble for people that, like, not everybody knew.
That being said, can we please do something about the Royal Rumble match, guys? At this point, Triple H, Nick Khan, Tony Khan, if you're listening, anybody, somebody, please. We need to do something about the Rumble where there's one spot happening at a time. I'm not understanding this, where there's two people doing one spot in the middle of the ring, and then you have everybody else quite literally with, like, you have like maybe 15 people in the ring all kind of just laid out, and it doesn't look like they're all, like, you know, yeah, they're tired, of course. I'm not saying they're not in there, you know, in an hour-long match, you know, doing what they need to do and doing it at 100%. That's not what I'm saying, but there is way too many times where there's 15 people on the floor, and you can tell that they're actively waiting for that spot to finish. You know, there needs to be somebody almost being thrown over the top rope as Bianca Belair is landing her, you know, signature flipping moonsault. There needs to be more things happening in these matches, and I think that's why the Rumble's getting a little bit stale.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. It was a great match at first because you had 30 people going in there all at the same time. There's two or three people almost getting thrown over. There was, you know, somebody in the corner doing a move in the corner. let's just get back to a little bit of that. A little bit more chaos in the Rumble. The whole choreographed angle going into matches. Let's try to go away from that. A lot of things have been fixed in wrestling. Let's try to work on one of those, and let's try to make one of those. The Rumble needs to be saved. You know, it can't be one of these things where more often than not, you're kind of thinking like you got to wait till the last three people, four people to really get the excitement from the match. Let's see some more exciting spots during the match and a little bit more happening. That being said, rant over. You know, I think they made the right pick with Liv, absolutely. I have no problems with that at all. I think a Liv Morgan WrestleMania run is going to do wonders, not only for her, making her one of the faces of the WWE, but also Stephanie Vaquer. On the last podcast, I talked about Stephanie Vaquer. I talked about Jade Cargill, how I didn't feel like their title runs were going anywhere. I changed my mind about the Stephanie Vaquer Liv Morgan feud, especially as I start watching again. Liv Morgan is quite literally making Stephanie Vaquer at the moment, at least WWE-wise. Everybody knows Stephanie Vaquer is a made woman all around the world. She's a distinguished champion, decorated. That can't be taken from her. But WWE-wise, Liv Morgan is absolutely giving her the rub. Yeah. And Liv Morgan is doing wonders in that feud. That being said, who did... Before we go, Roman Reigns, I think we all knew, right?
Yeah.
I think we all knew Roman was going to win. We were hoping for other people. We talked about Finn. We talked about Logan. We talked about Braun. We talked about Oba. We talked about a lot of people. Dom. Roman seems like the right choice. I think CM Punk and Roman Reigns kind of sells itself. I don't know if you remember one of those first two promos had the internet buzzing just from one promo. You know, so that's what you can get from a CM Punk Roman Reigns feud. I think it'll kick up really a couple notches after this PLE.
I think so
too. I think we'll see more of Roman.
Roman's fighting Punk, or he hasn't?
Yeah, he picked CM Punk. Remember, he had the whole promo where he said,
"Wait,
I'm not picking you because it's this, that, or whatever. I'm picking you because I hate you." What happened? Because I can't stand you.
So if Finn wins, he has to fight Roman.
If Finn wins, he has to fight Roman. I would assume. I've never seen that happen before. That also makes it a lot more. Now let's get back into the match. Now that you said that, doesn't that make it a little bit awkward? That Roman already picked CM Punk and Finn Balor and CM Punk have a match at Elimination Chamber. Does that make it a little bit like kind of obvious that Finn's not going to win? Or is that just me overthinking it?
I'm done.
No, because, I mean, don't get me wrong. I've heard a lot of theories and rumors about Finn working his way into a triple threat into that match anyways.
I can see it.
I do want to talk about the prospect of Finn Balor winning the championship, period. Maybe not in this match, but maybe at a triple threat at WrestleMania where he takes down CM Punk and Roman Reigns. Let's just talk about that whole hypothetical situation, because big fan of Finn Balor. I'm a big fan of Finn Balor. We're both big fans of Finn Balor. Will we see Finn Balor as World Heavyweight Champion walking out of Elimination Chamber, or more likely WrestleMania?
I think so.
Do you think that's a possibility, really?
Yes.
I mean, hey, Roman's a part-timer at this point. I mean, I guess you can give him the World Heavyweight Championship because it would, you know, he needs it on his resume. Probably doesn't have too much longer to go. CM Punk, do you want to keep going with his reign, or are you good? You know?
See, my thing is, I love Roman. I love Roman, one of my favorite wrestlers. I don't think he should win. That makes sense.
Okay. Tell us why.
Yes, he needs it for the resume.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Which is a small part of it.
Yeah, but I don't think he's mostly a part-timer, like you said. And if he gets the championship, it's going to be the same way as it used to be.
Good. I'm glad you said that. I was listening to a podcast, the WWE podcast. They said the same thing. They said, guys, everybody's clamoring for Roman Reigns to win the championship back because they remember the highlights. But they say, do you remember what it was actually like having a part-time champion? So go ahead and continue on your point.
And it's just like, everybody likes the idea of it right now, of Roman Reigns getting the championship. Mm-hmm. But maybe like a month into his reign where he's not showing up, everybody's going to want it gone.
Where he was there the first week and hasn't showed up for 2 weeks, and then he's there at the end of the month.
And then he's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's, I feel like with CM Punk's been there almost every single week with the title. Mm-hmm. And Finn Balor is going to be the same way.
Finn Balor is 100% there every single week, a part of Judgment Day in the main storyline of Raw.
I think he's going to leave the Judgment Day if he wins it.
Maybe before.
I think he's going to have, like, his, like...
So, I'll say this. Have you picked where you're going? Do you know where you're going? You know where you're going? Go ahead and tell us where you're going, and then I'll tell you, because I have a little bit of an expanded answer.
I'm obviously going with Finn Balor, because I'm starting my streak with him already.
Getting ready for that Mania win.
Exactly.
Okay, so, give me 1 second, guys. Excuse me, I apologize. My thing about Finn Balor, I don't think he wins this match. So easy for me, I'm gonna go with CM Punk. Because I do think that CM Punk will hold that title going into WrestleMania. I do think Roman already chose him and kind of ruined any possibility of Finn winning this one. And again, I think I am kind of convinced that they're gonna throw Finn Balor into that match with Roman and CM Punk, and I think that would be a fantastic addition. I've never seen a match where Finn Balor does not make it better.
Yeah.
You know, so by all means, please give Finn Balor a WrestleMania main event moment, please. Now, if he wins it, I'm not going to lie, I want to see it. That's Daniel Bryan-esque. You know what I mean? Granted, the fans aren't like, oh, but the underdog... That's an underdog going into that fight against those two people, hypothetically, if that ends up happening. I'll be very interested to see. You mentioned that you think he'll leave the Judgment Day after he wins the title. My thing is, I think that his whole story about getting into the triple threat is going to involve him leaving the Judgment Day.
Oh my gosh, guys. I'm so genius.
I think him leaving the Judgment Day leads to him ending up in the triple threat.
The G in my middle name stands for genius.
Why? Whatever.
Because Liv has her WrestleMania shot, and so does Finn.
Same belt.
And everybody's been talking about...
Whoa. Hypothetically, we're talking hypotheticals. The main event triple threat hasn't at all been materialized. This is just theory, rumor.
But the concept...
The concept is 100% there, and they're going for the same belt.
I've been seeing
that would look fire, I'm not gonna lie.
Since the beginning.
And then Finn takes Liv from Dom. No, I'm just kidding, guys.
I'm just playing
Dom.
But
why would she do that to Latino Heat?
Since the beginning of Liv joining the Judgment Day, there have been so many rumors about Finn and Liv secretly working together. That they fight and argue to make it seem like they don't like one another. For it to turn out to being like they were working together the whole time. They leave together.
Well, hey, you bring it back to the very beginning when Liv joined the Judgment Day in the first place. And that was to sabotage the entire thing. She ended up taking over. Therefore, leading me to at least think like, I think she enjoys it.
Finn was the one who got her in.
But let's be honest. Do any of us really think that she is really, really feeling Dom? Or... do we all know that she's just using him?
I think she's just using him.
Right? So, that would be long-term storytelling at its finest. Right there is wrapping that whole situation up. And possibly at WrestleMania 2. That would be... That'd be something strange, wouldn't it? I don't know how they would do it, but... I wouldn't... I mean, look at this picture right here, bro. The way that they have the title, it damn near looks like it's on Finn Balor's shoulder, you know. That being said, unless you have anything else you would like to contribute to this topic. Mm-mm. All right, just guys, second examination for the CM Punk and Finn Balor match. We got, let's see what the pulse of the IWC on X is looking like. We got, as CM Punk is likely to win tonight at the Elimination Chamber, Finn Balor winning will be a good swift change for a triple threat match at WrestleMania. Finn Balor versus Punk versus Roman. We all know Finn is losing. Punk retains. Balor is buried. How about we see Demon Finn tonight? Is there any possibility, Mia, that we see Demon Finn tonight? Probably not, right?
I think that would be waiting till WrestleMania for something like that.
I would love to see the Demon Finn return. They just got to do it right. The same as with any of those supernatural characters. If Punk loses, will it be Finn Balor versus Roman at Mania? We all know dang well y'all ain't pulling a Rock versus CM Punk at Rumble. Easy win for Punk, then a Roman stare down. Roman returns Monday. If Punk retains, nothing really changes. If Finn wins, the whole division shifts overnight. I like that comment. I like that comment a lot. Let's talk about that comment. If Punk retains, nothing really changes. If Finn wins, the whole division shifts overnight.
It's true.
Yeah. That would be... And that's what we talk about a lot. But the only thing is... WWE can't book creatively like that. Unless you're like the main attraction. We've talked about it before. They can only work on one or two stories at a time. Really giving it all of that. I don't think they want to put the effort into it, at least not right now. Not to build an entire Mania run on Finn Balor's back. I think, again, I'm going to just kind of conclude it with, I do think that CM Punk's going to win. I do think that Finn will eventually make his way into that triple threat match. And I'm going to go ahead and say it now. I do think that Finn is going to walk out of Mania with the championship. Maybe that changes over the next few episodes that we do before Mania, but that's kind of where I am, and that's what I think, is that Finn will walk out of Mania as the World Heavyweight Champion. Anything else, Mia, that you'd like to add on to that match before we get into the main two?
No.
All right, guys, we are going to go into a break, and when we get back from the break, we will jump into the women's and men's Elimination Chamber matches for the Elimination Chamber in Chicago. That is tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. It is on ESPN in the United States and Netflix internationally. Guys, this is presented by DoorDash, and the match is presented by the U.S. Air Force. I didn't see that, but shout out. But that being said, guys, we'll catch you on the other side of the break, and we will continue talking about Elimination Chamber 2026 in Chicago. What's going on, guys? As you know, we talked about the Podcast-thon movement that we will be joining this year when it comes to supporting charities. It is the first charity event uniting podcasters worldwide. It is sponsored and run by Podcast-thon, guys. It is a groundbreaking nonprofit initiative from March 14th to March 20th, 2026. If you are interested in supporting your charity, supporting your cause that you are passionate about, join Podcast-thon. Join the first charity event uniting podcasters worldwide, guys. It is easy to join, easy to register your podcast. All you have to do is register your podcast, choose a nonprofit you want to feature in a dedicated episode, record your episode, and include a few short mentions of Podcast-thon. Drop it in mid-March 2026, release your special episode during Podcast-thon week, and don't forget to share it on social media and tag Podcast-thon. And as we said, we will be participating, guys. You will be getting a couple extra episodes this month leading up to WrestleMania, the road to WrestleMania. As everybody knows, it's the most exciting time of the year for WWE, for wrestling fans, and we will provide and we will do what we We will do what we do best, and that is give you guys the entertainment and the sports all wrapped up into one. We will be joining the Podcast-thon movement. You guys tune in, look out for the month of March, where we will be dropping you know, probably two or three episodes leading up to, of course, April as March, and then April, whenever the middle of April, we'll drop another episode right before WrestleMania as well. So Podcast-thon, guys, catch us there. If you own a podcast, run a podcast, make sure to join, pick and support a charity of your choice, and we will we'll see you there. But now back to the show. All right, guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the show. As you know, we are here with Mia Made It. Mia, you ready for the second half of the show?
Yep.
All right, guys, it is 3:05 p.m. As you know, this episode will be dropping right before the Elimination Chamber begins. Mia, see if you can find the pre-show. Oh, no, it's 3:05. Put it on whatever you want. But again, this is the Elimination Chamber Chicago, guys, tonight, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, ESPN in the United States and Netflix internationally. I don't know why I gave you that one. Presented by DoorDash. The first two matches that we talked about were Becky Lynch and AJ Lee, where Mia, you went with
Becky Lynch and AJ Lee?
Yeah.
I went Becky Lynch.
And I went with AJ Lee. Second match that we talked about was CM Punk and Finn Balor for the World Heavyweight Championship. I went with CM Punk. Mia?
I went with Finn Balor.
All right. And the next two matches that we're going to talk about, and the final two matches that we're going to talk about, number one being the match that will open up the night, the Women's Elimination Chamber match, and the match that will be closing out the night, the Men's Elimination Chamber match. So first and foremost, Mia, tell us who is in the Women's Elimination Chamber match, and let's get into it, and let's talk about what we are actually here to talk about, the Elimination Chamber matches for the men and women in the WWE.
So for the match that will be opening up the night, we have Tiffany Stratton, Rhea Ripley, Alexa Bliss, Raquel Rodriguez, Asuka, and Kiana James.
Okay, I am going to my... Okay. So, as she said, guys, we got Kiana James, Asuka, Raquel Rodriguez, we got Alexa Bliss, we got Rhea Ripley, and we got Tiffany Stratton. Is there anybody in this match, Mia, that you don't think is going to win off, like, just off of looking at it?
Off the bat, Kiana James.
Kiana James, she's way too new. I do think they're going to showcase her today, though. I do think she low-key might end up being one of the MVPs of this match. I'll say that right now. That being said, I will get to a... I guess we'll do it now that we're on Kiana James, right? What do you think about Kiana James? Is she somebody you're excited about? Is she somebody that doesn't really move the needle for you? Hasn't really earned your interest yet? How are you feeling about her so far?
I like her. I do enjoy her character. I really liked her when she was back in NXT. I haven't had the opportunity to, you know, gain an interest recently. You know, I haven't really seen her that much. I haven't been watching SmackDown, mostly Raw. So I haven't had the chance to give, you know, to like her or have her like as a, you know, like top 10. But I definitely do think tonight they're gonna let her do her thing.
I have this post from the Pro Wrestling World on Facebook. Guys, go ahead and check that out if you guys enjoy wrestling news and if you enjoy the dirt sheets. The Pro Wrestling World on Facebook said, talking about Kiana James after her pinfall victory over Charlotte Flair on, what was it, Monday? Or is she on? I think she's on SmackDown, right, with Julia?
Yes.
It says, next breakout star or just some chick who in NXT bought a bar, because that was her gimmick in NXT, was she owned a bar. So in last night's Triple Threat Elimination Chamber qualifier, Kiana James pinned Charlotte Flair to qualify. It says, let that sink in a minute. A woman who until the beginning of this year was nothing more than a manager, mid-carder in NXT, pinned a woman who may go down as the greatest female wrestler of all time clean. Now, up until this year, all that was seen, in their opinion, from Kiana was, well, Not much, to be quite honest. I remember her in a storyline with Fallon Henley, Brooks Jensen, Josh Briggs, and a sort of love story with The Bar and Kiana buying The Bar or land. And at one time, her and Fallon were NXT Women's Tag Champions, but that's about it. And then she was drafted to Raw, got hurt shortly after her debut, was out rehabbing her knee. And when she came back last summer, when she came back last summer, she was on SmackDown as Julia's representative. Since her return, her 26 so far, she's pinned Alexa Bliss, standout performance of over 25 minutes in the Royal Rumble, and she has a clean pinfall victory over Charlotte Flair. That said, Kiana James, with the way that they're booking her so far, a win over Alexa Bliss, 25 minutes in the Royal Rumble, where she had standout moments, and a clean victory over Charlotte Flair, getting her into the Elimination Chamber. Next breakout star, somebody they see potential in, or just another mid-carder that they're bringing up. That's something you can think about, in my opinion. I remember seeing her first brought into NXT. I thought that she was impressive athletically, obviously, physically, obviously. But I also did think that her in-ring work was pretty good. Cutting promos, she's nothing crazy. Nothing crazy special, but I do think that she has a lot of potential in that and administrative gimmick, kind of, you know, businesswoman type of thing. Kind of what Sonya Deville was doing with the suit a little bit, but just kind of, I think they found who they want to do it with rather than what Sonya Deville was. That being said, I do think Kiana James has the potential to be the MVP of this Elimination Chamber match. I do think she has the chance to stand out and showcase herself as well again, just like she did in the Rumble. And I do think that they're finishing off the year with Kiana strong. I don't think she's going to go to Mania and like have a title match or anything like that. I don't think she's going to win this match. I think it's way too early. But Kiana James is certainly somebody who has the entire package and all the tools to be a mainstay on the women's main roster, whether that's on SmackDown or Raw. You know, I see an Intercontinental Championship in her future, and maybe even a World Championship, you know, but who knows? I think if we're talking about Logan Paul, it's too early. I think if we're talking about Grayson Waller, Austin Theory, it's too early. I think it's way too early for Kiana James, you know. So Lyra Valkyria hasn't gotten there. Roxanne Perez hasn't gotten there. I don't think Kiana James is going to shoot to WrestleMania to win a match. So all that being said, we got Asuka, we got Raquel, we got Alexa, we got Rhea, and we got Tiffany Stratton. Don't think Asuka's going to win.
Really?
I don't.
She was like... Mm-mm. I know she's a big name being thrown around to win.
Really?
Well, she already won 2 years ago, right? When she would win the chamber with Mella.
I don't remember when the last time she won was, but I know that it's been fairly recent since her last success. And I don't think they have a plan to put her right back into the title picture this soon. That being said, I also do think that Rhea Ripley and Tiffany Stratton have the two best chances to win. Alexa Bliss is who I want to win. I'm seeing rumors that people are trying to piece together the case for Alexa Bliss. They're saying Kiana is too early. They're saying Asuka is already slated to have some kind of Mania program with Kyrie. Raquel Rodriguez, they said, was likely heading towards a feud with Liv Morgan after WrestleMania. And then they said Rhea and Io have their tag team going on, and they'll probably face somebody for the tag team titles. And then, of course, Tiffany Stratton, they said she would probably end up finding her way into the Jade Cargill match, therefore only leaving Alexa Bliss as the only plausible winner. Again, somebody's making the case.
Yeah.
I'm with it. You don't got to convince me. You don't got to tell me twice that Alexa Bliss is going to win and go have a main event match at WrestleMania. I heard that too. Did you hear it?
Yes.
That being said, Okay, this is where it gets tough. Let's take Kiana, let's take Asuka out. You can go check if you want to.
It's true.
Is it?
I hear his necklace.
Okay. Let's take Kiana and let's take Asuka out of this equation real quick. Because unless you think that Asuka's going to win.
I don't now that I remembered she won like 2 years ago, I'm
okay, because
she's out of the picture.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think we need to spend too much time trying to focus on if or not Asuka will win. I don't think she will, and if she does, I'll eat crow on the next one, and I'll apologize. My bad. Let's talk about Alexa. Let's talk about Rhea. Let's talk about Tiffany, and let's talk about Raquel.
That's who
at least I will spotlight in this match, and who I think the spotlight is on. Raquel Rodriguez has her whole situation going on with Liv. Liv eliminated her at Royal Rumble. She lost her title match against Stephanie Vaquer on Raw. Tiffany Stratton, obviously the former WWE Women's Champion, lost it to Jade Cargill. But keep in mind, she also has a championship rematch clause because she was a champion and she lost. So keep that in mind as we continue to talk about this. Rhea Ripley, currently in a program with EO. They're tag team champions right now, right?
No, they just lost to...
They lost them?
Lash and Nia, I think.
Did they?
Unless I was...
What was that, Friday?
Half asleep.
Find that out for me, please. I was going to say, because if that happened Friday, or if it happened... If that happened Monday, I missed it.
It might have happened yesterday.
Try to confirm that for me. See if you can find some confirmation. But either or. Like I said, she's still in a program with EO. It's not like EO's going to come and
they want him. Want him.
They did?
Yes.
So the new champions are Lash Legend and Nia Jax. I knew somebody was going to make Lash out, bro. They just kept pressing, bro. They just kept pressing, and all of a sudden, she kept telling them, y'all gonna make me lash out. And there she is. She's lashed out. And now she won the championship. Congratulations, guys. Look what y'all did. Rhea Ripley, what do you think the chances are that she breaks off of that story or even wins a championship while involved in that story with Io? You think that's possible, or you think that just makes it a little bit harder to see her winning? Because I would imagine there's people who are going into this match who kind of think that Rhea's probably the favorite to win, right?
That's what I was assuming, that it would be Rhea.
Or Tiffy.
But my thing is that she's with EO. And like Liv said, at the end of the day, Rhea's going to turn on whoever she's partners with.
She didn't go into business for herself, for sure.
And that's what I think. If she wins, definitely she's going to turn on EO eventually. But I don't see her winning. I don't want her to win.
Who do you want to win? Out of all six.
My eyes are on Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
But I would really like to see Tiffy win because I want her at WrestleMania. But Raquel keeps staring at me.
100%. My options are between Alexa and Tiffy. Alexa, because she's been out of the championship picture for far too long at this point. I need Alexa to step back into the championship picture and remind everybody why she ran the 2015 through 2020 era. When she first came in, multiple time champion, four time, something like that. Multi-time champion, and she was the woman in the women's division around that time. Now, clearly, a lot of new young stars eager to break out. And then, of course, you have arguably the biggest woman in the women's division, Rhea Ripley, you know, in the same match. Tiffany Stratton has a vendetta to settle and solve with Jade Cargill. But people are saying Bianca Belair could return for a Mania run.
Would you think she would return at Elimination Chamber?
No. It would be after. It'd be Monday.
We didn't... Oh, never mind. I thought we already covered the men's... I'm fighting for my life over here, guys. But I thought we already covered the men's Elimination Chamber
match. No. So again, not Kiana, not Asuka. I would really, 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 really like to see Raquel Rodriguez win this match.
I'm not going to lie.
I would really, really love to see what the Raquel Rodriguez, Liv Morgan, WrestleMania.
And that would be three Judgment Day members at WrestleMania.
That would be three people. That being said, I don't think they're going to do it. Yeah. I don't think they give Liv one title and Raquel the other title. But if they did, you could be easily working on creating one of the most dominant female tag teams of all time. Between yeah. Liv and Raquel. Multiple time women's tag team champions. Holding both belts at the same time. Both main card titles at the same time. While also operating the main story in all of wrestling at the moment. The Judgment Day. Dom and Liv. So. I say it before. I'm going to continue to say it. WWE, don't ever be scared to make new stars.
Yeah.
Putting Raquel in that position, I think you create a new star by next calendar year. I think you found a woman who can carry the division in that post-WrestleMania season where everybody needs to go take breaks, take their vacations, take time off. Raquel would be the person to put into that role as a champion, whether it be on SmackDown or Raw, wherever she decided to go. And like I said, it would probably be... Did Liv Morgan select her choice?
I think she selected Stephanie.
She did go with Stephanie. Yeah. So winner goes in face. So that being said, it's not going to be Raquel. Let's not spend any more time on that.
Yeah.
I don't see.
Well, I.
That'd be quite a matchup right there.
I know.
That would be a hell. That would be a hell of a WrestleMania match right there. Raquel versus Jade. Tiffany Stratton, though, I think, bless you. Tiffany Stratton, I think, is a person that I'm kind of thinking is gonna win this match.
But my heart is
my heart is saying Alexa, my mind is saying Tiffany, but I'm gonna go with Alexa because, you know, who am I?
Since you're going Alexa, I'm gonna go Tiffany. Just a man,
you know.
Right.
You're gonna go Tiffy?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Alexa, but I will say right now I do. There is a dark horse in Rhea Ripley that she wins. I'm going Alexa. You're going Tiffy. I think Rhea might win. But I'm going Alexa and I'm going to lock it in there.
I think I want Alexa to win, but I think Tiffany's going to win. That's my opinion.
Is there any chance that Kiana James gets attacked by a heel Bianca and gets replaced?
See, that's what I've been seeing. But I also saw that at the men's elimination chamber, and I don't think they would do it. Like, two attacks.
Definitely not twice in one night. For sure.
But, like, Jay got replaced by Logan. So I don't think they would replace two people on one PLE.
They might.
If that makes sense.
But I don't think Bianca coming back heel would make any sense. Because Jade's a heel, right? Or is she a babyface?
They're both heels?
Yeah, so no. Okay, well, I mean, hey, that's what this podcast is for, is to explore every single option of what could possibly happen. You know, you never know. Chelsea Green could all of a sudden find her way off of her wheelchair and find her way in there, you know? Which we should do. And I have quite the bone to pick with Mr. What is his name? Sir, what is your name and what were you saying? No disrespect, I know you're a legend, but I don't know your name. You know, I do. Here we go. Michael Hayes via WWE Unreal Episode 2. We haven't had a chance to talk about this, so I'm going to talk about it now. Because how dare you? How dare you, sir? How dare you, first of all, criticize Chelsea Green? When she can speak on the mic, she can control a crowd, she's as good as anybody in the ring, she can go toe-to-toe with somebody like Lucha in a dark underground match and make it look like he's fighting just any other man on the roster. Chelsea Green disrespect, I can't sit here and I can't take it. The quote that was said on Unreal is, Chelsea is so entertaining, but she's not built for, nor should she be in the Charlotte or Tiffany role. Chelsea's job is to help make those people. What am I going to do with you, Michael? What am I supposed to do with you at this point? How are you going to make comments like this and expect to be taken serious? Chelsea Green, I've been saying it, is the entire package. You right. put a WrestleMania run on Chelsea Green. She makes something completely different than anybody else with it. She makes it her own, where you will have your average superstars, or the superstars that you have that you know they're gonna pick, you know they're gonna ordain, you know they're gonna choose. They're gonna stick to the script. They're gonna do it by the line exactly how they're supposed to. Chelsea Green is gonna make it her own. She understands the business. She understands the industry. She understands how to entertain. And you give her a little bit of a mean streak. You give her an edge to her character, and you strap that rocket to her. There's money to be made, and there's a superstar waiting to be made. Because of her relation to Matt Cardona, I don't know if that has anything to do with it. Politics, backstage politics is always a thing. Cardona got over on his own. Got pushed to the side because of it. Chelsea Green already has a name outside of WWE. You know, those are things that always happen. But very, very big mistake if you let that woman retire without ever putting a main card championship on her. You do that, I won't be able to forgive you. I can't forgive you, WWE. If you never put a title on Chelsea Green, don't make her The Miz. I've said it about The Miz too. One of the best mic skills in the company. They just don't want to take the chance of, hey, how do we make, because you give The Miz a serious run and all of a sudden he's a serious contender, he's a serious yeah. champion. He goes down as one of the better champions, one of the better talents to ever step in the WWE. I think he's that talented as a person who understands the business, and he's not even an athlete like that. Chelsea Green, same thing. She is like The Miz, very much accurate comparison, but I think both of them have a lot more in their tank than what they're being allowed to showcase. But that being said, let me stop. Let me stop. I'm going to go with Alexa Bliss because I just, my heart can't take it to go against her again. I do think Tiffany's going to win because I do think her path to WrestleMania is going to go through Jade Cargill. If you're trying to make a mega match at WrestleMania, you have Rhea Ripley or Raquel Rodriguez win and you put them up against Jade Cargill. You get your two, three more, like, most dominant women and you put them up there. But I'm going with Alexa and I'm locking it in there. Who do you got?
Like I said, I really, really would love Alexa to win. But I do think it's going to be Tiffany Stratton.
Tiffany Stratton. All right. And that is the final match, right?
No, we have the men's.
Oh, shit. Sorry, guys. I'm over here ready to sign off so we can go start watching. Okay, so I locked it in with Alexa. You locked it in with Tiffany. Let's do our X examination real quick because this one should be a little bit more, you know, a little bit more spread out. First one, we got the Eradicator, Rhea Ripley. Somebody asked Grok. I kind of want to see that. Grok, who do you think will win? I'm picking Cody. women's side, Rhea Ripley takes it and challenges Jade Cargill. Solid picks for fireworks tonight. He picked Cody Rhodes to win the men's and Rhea to win the women's. So we'll see if Grok is correct. Alexa Bliss, Rhea Ripley. Somebody said I just know that Kiana will be the MVP of the match.
See, I don't Alexa agree Bliss. With that.
What's that? Alexa Bliss?
Kiana is going to be the MVP.
No?
I think it's going to be Raquel.
Okay, let's hear it. Tell us why you think that. That's a really good point to make. Because I can see it happening for sure.
I just think that Raquel's been pushed aside too much. Like, they've been not letting her show her full potential. And I think she has so much potential to be a superstar.
100%.
I feel like if she wouldn't have gotten injured when she got injured, she would have been, you know, high up there.
Yeah.
So I think tonight is her night to redeem herself. Like, I just feel it in my bones.
This is very much, you got very much mixed emotions in the comments for this X examination. It's looking like most people are going with Alexa Bliss or Rhea Ripley. Second on that list is Raquel Rodriguez, and then Tiffany Stratton, and then you have a couple people tossing in Kiana James. I don't see anybody saying Asuka. But yeah, it's looking like a lot of people are sold on Alexa Bliss and Rhea Ripley being the top two coming out of it. And then you have in the second tier, you have Raquel and you have Tiffany Stratton. And then you have Kiana James with one mention and Asuka with none. So that's the pulse of X right now, guys, of the IWC and what they think is going to happen. So the final match that we're going to talk about before we get out of here and get to actually enjoy our day, Mia, is the Elimination Chamber, Chicago, tonight at 7 Eastern, the main event on ESPN in the United States and Netflix internationally, guys. This is presented by DoorDash. This match is presented by Wheatley American Vodka. The men's main event, the men's Elimination Chamber match. We have 6 participants. We have Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes, LA Knight, Logan Paul, Javon Evans, and, of course, Mr. Lemon Pepper Stepper himself, Trick Williams. This match actually, as you guys can tell, it ended up being the last match we're going to talk about. I think it's going to be the main event.
Yes.
It's going to be the main event of the night. Super stacked. This is great to see because you have 3 grizzled veterans in Randy, Cody, LA Knight, and you have 3 very much potential superstars for the future in Logan Paul, Javon Evans, and Trick Williams. This is going to be fun to see. I think Javon Evans and Trick Williams are going to show out. I think Javon Evans is going to have that wow moment in this match. I think Trick Williams is going to impress a lot of people. I think it'll be the first time we get to see him in a really, really big spot. But realistically, are Javon Evans or Trick Williams going to win?
No. But...
excuse me.
Trick Williams is one of my picks for this match.
Okay. So, let's... For the sake of making it easier, let's scratch out Javon Evans, right? Yes. Way too early. Way too soon.
The same case as Kiana.
Yeah, exactly. Same case as Kiana. He's there to be possibly potential MVP of the match. Arguably, he might even be, like, literally everybody knows he's going to be the MVP. But, again, he might just have that one spot where he does, like, a...
Who's going to be MVP?
Javon Evans. And then, okay, so let's talk about... let's talk about Trick Williams, Logan Paul, Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes, LA Knight. All have stories behind them, much less so Trick Williams, but let's start with Trick Williams. Up-and-comer, extremely charismatic, extremely talented, arguably looks like a future world champion already, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, Trick Williams. The WWE Don't Be Afraid to Make a Superstar effect fully comes in this moment with Trick Williams. If you're serious, if you want to, if you will, if it makes any sense, if you can make it make sense, pull the trigger on Trick Williams. Knowing the IWC, there's not a single way you can make that happen that they would be happy with.
With Trick Williams?
Yeah, it just wouldn't make any sense. I can't find a way it would make sense. But then again, I haven't been watching as much as other people have. So that's what I hear. I imagine the day Trick Williams wins being today, and I hear in the podcast that I'm listening to after, how did that make sense? Why would you do that? Where's the story? You know, there's no dots connecting. That's my opinion from what I've heard from the IWC is what they will think. I would love it. Shoot, figure it out on the fly. Make it happen. You make Trick Williams an instant megastar if you give him a Mania moment. He doesn't even have to win.
Like, he already has the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Since the day that he first showed up on the main roster. From the day
he first showed up. Arguably equal to LA Knight, the pop that he got when he first got here.
Yeah. And I lost my train of thought because then I started thinking about LA Knight.
That's fine.
But he has the character, obviously. He has the crowd. I haven't heard him on a mic in a while. Is he pretty?
Trick?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has the mic skills. He's only going to get better. And
he has the ring skills.
And he's also good in the ring.
To me, I think he's the definition of a superstar. But if I would love to see Trick Williams win, but I don't think they're going to pull the trigger.
I'm not going to lie. I will say this about Trick Williams. He's giving me very much Austin Theory vibes when I say that Austin Theory could be the next future of the company. Trick Williams very much gives me that vibe. Yeah. He very much strikes me as he could one day be Bianca Belair. You know?
Yeah.
Like how Bianca had the legendary title runs, the legendary main event moments. Like I think Trick Williams can 100% be Bianca Belair for the men.
Exactly.
Let's talk about Logan Paul. He has a vision behind him. One of the leading stories on Raw. There is obviously the chance, the possibility of interference. That can always happen. The champion could interfere. Drew McIntyre. Braun Breaker's hurt, right?
I think so, yes.
Bronson Reed could interfere. Austin Theory could interfere. Hell, Paul Heyman could interfere.
And our mystery.
The box. Masked Man as well.
Masked Man and our box that is going to be opened tonight. Oh,
perfect. I'm glad that you brought that up as well. Is the mystery box somebody who will either A, be involved in some way with the Elimination Chamber, or B, somebody who will come out after the Elimination Chamber? Because it is supposed to be open today, right?
Yes, the 28th.
So, guys, make sure you tune into the pre-show, because I don't know if that's going to happen during the show or during the pre-show or what, but don't miss it, because we've been waiting. We got the Masked Man and we got the box both waiting to be revealed. Let's talk about those two things before we continue into Logan Paul. The Masked Man, who do you think it is? We found a reveal that kind of tells us it is either that guy or it's Seth Rollins, you know, sending people out to put hits on the Vision. And once he comes back, you know, it was just him sending them students from his school, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
That's what I saw, students from his school. But this might be a stretch, but I believe that the person under the mask is Grayson Waller.
I agree.
Austin Theory's right there.
I don't care if people are mad about it either. Go ahead.
Grayson Waller is one of those superstars that they can't waste.
I agree.
Y'all have heard me so many times express my love towards Grayson Waller. I feel like if it wasn't Grayson Waller under the mask, they would have had him and Austin cross paths already.
Where has he been too? He's been hurt?
He just disappeared. Like, after Austin came back, he just disappeared.
The body, the physique looks like Grayson Waller.
And I saw
the stance, the way he stands, the shoulders, the hands, the way the head's a little bit more forward than the shoulders are. Like,
my worst.
The goatee. You could kind of see the goatee a little bit too.
As long as they don't shave him bald.
The long head. Yes. You know, Grayson Waller kind of has a little bit of a long head. I'm convinced that it's Grayson Waller. I hope it's Grayson Waller. I don't care if people don't like it, bro. I don't care if people are like, oh, that's not a big reveal. That's yes, not a is. Big reveal. It's not going to be a wow factor. Bro, it's not Bad Bunny, bro. I'm sorry.
I'm not laughing. I like Bad Bunny, guys.
It's
I promise.
Not bad, but it's not Bad Bunny, bro. Like, everybody's saying, like, oh, Bad Bunny, like, he's been the masked man. Why would it be Bad Bunny? Please, somebody tell me.
Yes, Bad Bunny is on his way back to the WWE. He has said it recently that he's on his way back and that he really wants to fight again, but I don't think they're going to do that to my boy Benny. They're not going to put him in a...
If it was going to be Bad Bunny, I don't think they'd be doing it. I don't think it would have been done. Because they're basically the connection. If they are going to bring Bad Bunny to WrestleMania, the connection's going to be with Logan, right?
Definitely.
It's going to be Logan and Bad Bunny.
Logan versus Bad Bunny, please.
Which I don't even know how smart that is, considering that Logan's not, like, fairly new to WWE. Like, I feel like you would put Bad Bunny... He is. Like, putting him in there with, like, somebody he's going to have to protect, like...
I think it's because...
It's a little scary.
They're both...
A little risky.
Celebrities.
For sure.
They're
I get that.
And that's a conversation that I've been wanting to have on the podcast. Who do you think is the better celebrity wrestler out of the two?
Out of Logan and Bad Bunny?
Because I get that... I talk about this a lot with my friends that also watch wrestling... And a lot of people say Please. That Bad Bunny's the better wrestler than celebrity.
Absolutely
wise.
Not. No. No. 100% not. Bad Bunny had the most impressive celebrity performance mm-hmm. by a celebrity by far. By far. But Logan Paul, being a celebrity, is by far the better wrestler. Bad Bunny, on that being said, Bad Bunny... Props to him for taking it as serious as he did, and not only like doing a little like clothesline here, a splash here. Like, no, he learned moves. He took it serious. He put on again.
I'm excited for him to come back.
Yeah, I don't think he's the masked man though.
Me either.
The dude's way too tall. First of all,
I think he's
well. That alone, he's just way too tall.
He's skinny. He's tiny.
It was a huge dude. Like so. I think it's Grayson Waller. I think it's Grayson Waller. If it's not and it has anything to do with the masked man, then that clearly indicates that it's been Seth Rollins just putting hits on the Vision since he's been gone.
This dude keeps talking in the chat and he can't spell anything and it's making me really mad.
Don't ever look at the chat. So that was, well, Logan Paul.
Logan's my pick all the way. But
if they give Logan a WrestleMania match for the title, bro, I'll be lit, bro. I'll be lit.
You know
lit.
Who wouldn't be lit?
Probably yeah, everybody I else. I was going to say shit. No, I would be. No, yeah, for real. Hey, it is what it is. We're allowed to like different things, America. You know, so. But at the end of the day, damn, that would be. Talk about a WrestleMania run. With a talent that you don't know if he's going to win or not.
Yeah.
Logan Paul is the absolute epitome of putting somebody in a spot where you would probably generate the most interest. Because I don't think anybody would know if they would book him to win or not. You know he's going to put on a good match.
Obviously,
you yeah. know it's going to be a 5-star. You know it's going to be exciting. You know he's going to jump from the turnbuckle onto the announce table and put somebody through it. You know what I mean? All those things are true. He's going to springboard from the ropes, you know, probably do a triple backflip and land a, you know, between the legs elbow drop or something. I don't know. But it is going to be exciting. You don't know if he's going to win, though. You wouldn't know if he's going to win. Even if he lost, it would still be exciting. I'm not trying to mark over Logan Paul. But if I have to, I'll be the one who does it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's too much disrespect on a person's name who joins an industry they've never been a part of, picked it up, and became elite. Let's be real. You get a little bit more Logan Paul in some big matches, you're going to see very soon that he's elite. at what he does.
Yeah.
You know, so it is what it is. Making him the winner of the Elimination Chamber match, I would have no problem with it. Do I see him going over Randy, Cody, or LA? No.
Can I give my opinion on LA Knight?
Mm-hmm. That's where we're going anyway, so go ahead.
My opinion on this is, yes, he's a great wrestler. Yes, he's a great character. I loved him when he first came in. You know, he was one of my favorites, but the... I am not a fan, or I'm not completely involved in the Give LA Knight everything. Cause there's a
You're
lot
not
of people
invested in strapping invested, the rocket
yes,
to him.
That one. Because I just feel like with how fast he dropped, imagine how fast he's going to drop if he gets a championship.
And that's why I think that they didn't make him beat Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Whenever like, the Money in the Banks, they never gave it to him because I think they knew that he was a flash.
If he was to win tonight, the crowd would love it. The internet would love it. It'd be buzzing for days. And then maybe like, it's February.
We're going into March.
March, April.
WrestleMania is in April. April
By
18th
like
and 19th.
Mid-March, not even mid-March, I feel like it's going to die down. I don't think they'll stay with him that long.
I was going to say I think it would... So, you and I have a little bit of a different opinion. I agree with what you're saying, wholly, as far as I don't think he's what we thought he was when he first came in. I am a little bit more inclined to say that he is a flash in the pan more than what I thought he was Roman's successor. I think they would build it up. So hypothetically, if they gave LA Knight the win, I think you'd see a good WrestleMania build up between him and Drew. After WrestleMania, if he did dethrone Drew and take the title, I think he would last probably a couple months, 2-3 months, before people are kind of like, all right, let's see somebody else. Let's see 6 months max, I think. You could stretch it into a year, but I think it'd be a long year.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be other people that you're clamoring for, like, hey, give it back to Cody. You know, let's see Randy get his 15th title. That being said, let's talk about Randy Orton. And his chances of winning this match. Randy wins. Goes on to face Drew McIntyre. Which is a great matchup already.
Great matchup.
Goes on to face Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania. If he wins, he wins his 15th title. John Cena has 17. Give me Randy Orton's chase for 17 for the next 5 years. And I'm good.
Yeah.
Give me that story. I don't care what else you do. Let me see. Because... I was of the opinion Randy should have broken the record first. They let John Cena break it. I agree. I respect it. The greatest of all time. If you don't at least have Randy fall short and give him that opportunity to get 17 and maybe he falls short and gets 16 and then retires. Again, I won't be able to forgive you for passing up on that opportunity. If Randy doesn't ever get close to 17 before he retires, I'll never forgive you. That right there is, when it's all said and done, I think Randy Orton will be in the Mount Rushmore of wrestlers. If he gets 17 wins, if he gets his 17 championship and, you know, hypothetically he gets 18 and becomes the most reigningest, you know, champion in WWE history, I think he goes down on the Mount Rushmore of wrestlers, definitely, you know, ever. I think Randy Orton's done it with the longevity. He's had some of the most intense and, you know, genuinely good feuds when it comes to WWE. He's had some of the best rivalries. He's made one of the better rivalries for arguably the greatest of all time, John Cena. Mm-hmm. I think he's a total package, bro. He is what Gunther is now, you know?
Yeah.
And he always has been. So if it is in the plans, I can't wait to see it. Give it to me over the next 5 years and make Randy Orton go on that chase for 18. That is where I want to see things go with Randy Orton. That's why I'm kind of inclined to pick Randy tonight.
Oh, and I lost my train of thought. I was looking at the live chat here. What happened to Kevin Owens? Where is he?
Kevin Owens got hurt. I think he hurt his back, his neck.
I used to see him every week, and now he's not here anymore.
Let me see. Keep going. Let me find out what happened to KO. What happened to
Kevin Owens?
Kevin Owens.
Yeah, I just saw someone put here in the chat, Mr. KO, and I was like,
he had neck fusion surgery in July of 2025.
Oh, so he hasn't really been.
He's only been gone about 7 months, so he's definitely not going to be any part of any of this.
No, I was just thinking because he just like disappeared.
Okay, so that being said, again, I made my issue about Randy. We talked about LA Knight. We talked about Logan Paul. We talked about Trick. We talked about Javon and what his role is going to be tonight. Let's talk about Cody Rhodes.
Cody. I love Cody Rhodes so much. That's my son. But I don't think he's going to win.
No.
I won't be mad if he wins. I'm so down for Cody Rhodes winning everything. But I don't think he's going to win.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said that because I do think he's going to win. I think he's the only right answer outside of Randy Orton. That being said, if Cody Rhodes does not win, then who does?
If Cody Rhodes does not win, who does? That would just Randy.
Randy? You think... Mm-hmm. Because I kind of feel like there's no other answer outside of Cody.
Yeah, like, I don't think LA Knight's gonna win. I don't have, like, a...
I wish my iPad didn't die. We could have done the last X examination, but...
I'm not allowed to have X.
So. Yeah. No, don't until you need to, but... Logan Paul's replacing Jey Uso. Trick Williams is new and hot. Javon Evans is probably the future. LA Knight might be right now. Cody Rhodes is certainly right now.
My thing.
And Randy Orton has the 18 title run, the 18 title chase.
With the situation with Logan, I feel like it's going to be kind of like a Liv Morgan Royal Rumble thing.
Where he can't win.
Where he's like always like a runner-up.
Keeps coming up short.
Randomly just like wins. But doesn't change my answer. I still think he's going to win tonight.
Okay. So you're going to go with Logan? I want to go with Logan. Logan's who I want to win. Again, I would love to see it. I'd love to see the WrestleMania run. Let me see it.
I'm stressed.
I want to pick Logan. I'm not going to pick Logan. I am going with Randy. I'm going to go with Randy because I want to see that story. Cody, I love you. I'm sure you're going to find your way into a championship again over the next 5 years. Multiple times, but or actually hold up before we do that, what are the chances Cody wins, goes to Mania, beats Drew, and then Randy's his first opponent and ends up taking the title off of Cody? First opponent, but the opponent that takes the title off of Cody.
I would like that
a lot. I would like that too.
I'm very big on Cody and Randy. Like, I just think their friendship just makes me really sad.
That's going to be great. That's going to be a great feud once they do pull the trigger on it. That being said, I think I'm going to go with Cody. Because, again, I don't think it... I can't see anybody else winning. I don't think Triple H likes LA Knight like that.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, to be honest. Maybe that's just, like, the narrative, but it doesn't seem like it. But that being said, I am gonna go with Cody because I would rather see Cody win and then Randy come chase Cody for the championship. That would be great. So I'm gonna lock my answer in with Cody. Hopefully that's the direction that they go. And that's where I'm going with the Elimination Chamber 2026.
Before we finish, who do you think is in the box?
Thank you for bringing that up, because I would have forgot it.
It's because I opened my phone and it was on my
Instagram. I'm very glad you said that. Guys, who's in the box? They are opening it today, whether it be on the pre-show or actually during the show. I've heard Chris Jericho. I've heard Bad Bunny. I've heard,
I think Bad Bunny's coming back
soon. Yeah. I would love for it to be Chris Jericho. I don't know why it would be.
I saw a lot of people saying, this is what I was going to say earlier when I thought we were already covered the men's elimination chamber, but people were saying, for example, Javon Evans, right before the match gets attacked, right? Or just doesn't show up, and that they bring the box out and they're like, whoever's in the box replaces Javon Evans. And a lot of people assumed it was Chris Jericho, or I can't remember
his name. Does Uncle Howdy play any role at all into the box?
That's what I was thinking. That's what I assumed. But that's just me, because
how has nobody talked about that?
Uncle Howdy's been very...
How is that not like something that immediately just screams Uncle Howdy and the Wyatt Six?
Yeah.
A random crate.
Out of the blue.
Out of the blue, comes from nowhere.
Uncle Howdy starts showing up again.
And not one person says, maybe it's Uncle Howdy. Maybe it's a Wyatt Six. No, you know what I think it is, unfortunately? This is going to be a real bad way to end the podcast, so I'm kind of questioning if I should even say it. But unfortunately, like the WWE, sometimes they end with duds. I think what's going to be in that box is going to be like a pamphlet to like Roman's first Hollywood movie or something.
Something
or like a trailer of like Trick Williams as like the Marine in Marine 7.
WWE like,
bro, because you remember the egg, right? With Vince McMahon, the gold egg.
I don't think I do.
No, you don't remember that WrestleMania buildup where they gave him the egg from the, I think it was the Marvel movies. They gave him like this gold egg, and everybody was like, oh, like, whoa, like, what does this egg have to do with the story? Like, what is this? What is this? Whole time he was just promoting a movie with it. So gosh, it's like,
I hope it's not something.
It's like
that.
All right, like,
or it's gonna be God, somebody, bro, like, I random. Swear, like R-Truth, it's gonna or be, something.
It could possibly be R-Truth. R-Truth could be passed out in there, you know.
Just bring MJF from WWE.
Maybe it's Akira Tozawa.
Because they knocked him out last Royal Rumble.
Okay, let's try to end it off a little bit better. Are there anybody outside of Chris Jericho that is expected to return? Seth Rollins.
Seth is a good one. Who's out on injury right now? I can't think of anybody. But I do think it's Chris Jericho. I hope.
Bro, if it's Chris Jericho, I will lose my ish. I will lose my ish if Jericho comes back to WWE. Bro, if those lights shut off, if they roll that crate out there and the lights shut off, I'm going to lose my stuff.
I hope it's Chris Jericho.
I hope it's Chris Jericho. Do I think it is? No.
Chris Jericho's right there.
Speaking of Chris Jericho, you know, we're watching the Elimination Chamber marathon on the WWE channel on YouTube, and Chris Jericho is currently in the match. If it's Chris Jericho, bro, that would be insane. Maybe it's Montez Ford.
I forgot about Montez. He's in Missing repackaged.
But the thing is, what is the box for? Like, that'd be a real strange way to make a return. But leave it to none other than Chris Jericho.
True.
To be creative enough to make it something that nobody, like, you know, everybody gets the, you know, your music hits at the end of the pay-per-view, you know? Everybody knows that you show up and attack somebody, but a whole crate that says don't open till Elimination Chamber, that's going to be interesting to see. Yeah. That being said, that wraps up the episode, unless you have anything else you would like to say.
Nope.
Guys, catch us on Podcast On. As we said, in March, we will be releasing two episodes. You know, we will be, I believe that we decided that we were going to support, our charity of choice was going to support autism. Shout out to our nephew, who does have autism. We will be either, supporting the Autism Society of Texas, or, you know, one of the main society foundations when it comes to nonprofits. But for anybody out there, enjoy your elimination chamber, enjoy your weekend, and guys, we will talk to you on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, TRUE, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rilo of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment.